Jakarta's police chief has said Indonesia is hunting terror cells behind yesterday's attack on the country's capital. The Islamic State group has said its supporters carried out a gun and grenade attack in Jakarta that left at least 7 people dead, including 4 attackers. Yesterday's incident is the latest indication that the group is growing in strength in Southeast Asia, as Alistair Wanklin reports from Tokyo.
There were explosions and then a gun battle broke out in a shopping district in Jakarta that's popular with United Nations staff and other foreign workers. A police spokesman said the gunmen tried to imitate the recent attacks in Paris. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged people not to be afraid. Indonesia was on edge over Christmas and New Year's when security forces braced for an attack, although none took place. Hundreds of Indonesians and Malaysians are thought to have joined the Islamic State in Syria, where the group says it has set up a special unit for them. And meanwhile, in the southern Philippines too, there are signs of growing allegiance to the Islamic State. Father Sebastiano D'Ambra, an Italian missionary who runs an interfaith dialogue in the city of Zamboanga, said the local peace process is faltering, and that is causing some separatists to buy into the Islamic State ideology.
We are in a growing of this situation. And God knows what will happen next.
Father D'Ambra, a member of the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, says a prominent Muslim cleric in the southern Philippines has urged local leaders to crack down on extremism, but he says even they may now be unable to control it.
There is no courage because they are afraid.
Some analysts say as long as the Islamic State group controls territory in the Middle East, it will continue to have appeal in impoverished parts of Southeast Asia. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanglin in Tokyo.